Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 89 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb. And Sean Orford, how are you doing, Sean?
I'm very good. 89, amazing.
Yeah, getting close to one with a zero on the end.
Yeah.
I should mention right now, the inspiration for this podcast really came from my pal Rob Bentz.
Yeah, he
set up the Property Podcast.
Yeah.
And I helped him with that and thought, hello, this would be fun. And he and Rob Dix, their show goes out the same day, so episode 100 is live right now.
All right, well.
So congratulations to them.
Yeah, amazing.
Good effort. There's quite a lot of podcasts I follow that are all getting around to that kind of number.
Becoming old timers.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. But it's a bit of a fad, I guess, but the guys like us have stuck at it, eh?
Yeah.
So well done to Rob and Rob.
Yeah.
We're not quite at 100 yet, but...
we're going to get there.
And for those that are new to this show, this is the Self-Help Podcast. If you want to learn more about us, go to liveinthepresent.co.uk. You can get all the show notes and lots of cool freebies and not freebies and all sorts, can't you, Sean?
We can indeed.
And this week we're talking about Valentine's Day, aren't we?
Yeah, this but must hello. Be our third Valentine's podcast.
It's our third Valentine's Day together. Yeah, I should have actually checked to see what we did last time. We're not going to repeat ourselves.
Well, no, I think that the issue about this one, because it's okay talking about, you know, history of Valentine's and Saint Valentine and that kind of stuff, but that's neither here nor there, really.
Yeah.
I think what we need to be looking at is why are we doing it?
Yep.
What are we doing? It's going to come Saturday morning and you're going to roll over in bed to your loved one and go, I love you, happy Valentine's.
Yep.
What the hell are you talking about? What do you mean? So I think we need to kind of dip in a bit deeper than that. It's not as simple as buying a bunch of flowers and getting a card, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
It's like, what are we doing? What does it mean? What's it about?
Well, I'm doing anything, man. But yeah, I agree. Okay, let's do it. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, how you doing anyway? You okay? Good week?
Yeah, I'm good. I finally started what I've been threatening to do for the last couple of years, which is the mind-brain systems stuff. And the reason that I'm doing it is that the pressure of work is so great that I can't meet the needs of everybody that is appearing. So what I'm putting together as a first instance, which is my project for the next couple of months, which I've started now, is a 90-day... anxiety program.
Ooh.
So that overcoming anxiety in 90 days on the basis of all our live in the present stuff of building new habits, 30 days, 90 days.
Cool.
So it's a 91-day program, in fact, to change the way that your mind brain's working. And that involves daily practice.
Good. This is thing at one point, at some point, this will be released to the world, won't it?
Yeah.
Create lots of Sean's going out online.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's from my point of view, it's quite a massive undertaking because there's 91 audio recordings to do,
yeah,
and 13 video recordings to do in each program. So, mm-hmm. And it's finding the time to do that. But I'm knocking out every other Friday morning to be my mind brain time.
We did set up a little webpage for that ages ago.
Yeah, it's ready to roll.
Which we'll need updating and. Watch this space, guys.
Yeah, but anxiety will be the first one.
Yep.
Out. Yeah.
It's a big problem. You've got that little pamphlet there with anxiety stamped on it.
Yeah. Well, 60% of people that visit the GP because they've got anxiety. They may be visiting with other symptoms.
Physical.
Yeah, there may be some odd physical effects. Symptoms, but very often it's anxiety that's the issue.
Mm.
But we're talking about something like 60%. It's quite high.
Yep.
So it's a massive piece of work to do, but I hope it will be a useful piece of work.
Cool. So,
yep.
Nice one, yeah. I haven't been as productive as you. I've had a busy week, but I'm watching a lot of telly at the moment. I mentioned this, but I was taking the mickey out of people that watch box sets. And I've got right into me box sets.
All right.
Yeah, just done season two of The Killing on Netflix. I was trying to wonder what our obsession is with crime and death and murder. It's not just me, because things like Broadchurch, you know.
Yeah.
People just love them, don't they?
Yeah, crimes, thrillers, intrigue.
Kind of the more gruesome, the better. What's all that about?
I don't know that. No. I'd, part of it, I suspect, is There's a book on the shelf behind me called Demonic Males, and it's about the natural male aggressive trait. And you see it in primates, right the way through.
We'll have a switch up there, do we, somewhere?
And I think there's... Because I suspect that, that if we spoke to women, they would be saying, oh, no, no, I wouldn't want to watch that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, man. Yeah. Bethan's into it more than me, all this crazy murder and stuff. I mean, on, like, telly, not, she doesn't actually go around killing people, I should point out. Not that I know.
if you think about computer programs, games that are... quite violent.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's the men, isn't it, that are playing the games?
It is.
I mean, I'm sure there are women that do it. It's not a totally sort of sexist statement. But it tends to be more of a male pastime.
Yeah.
Blood, guts. You know, if you go to a wrestling match or a boxing match, the majority of the audience is going to be male.
Mm.
There's going to be an amount of females screaming.
Baying for blood.
Throwing their knickers
at them. Yeah, dog fighting, that kind of thing. Yeah. I haven't been to a good dog fight in a while.
Yeah.
Hey ho. All right, let's move on with the show. Just a quick mention again that, yeah, all the show notes to the links we mentioned. And a blog post that Sean will write that will be online by the time you hear this.
It'll be stunning.
We'll be at livingthefresen.co.uk.
Change your life forever.
Yeah, have a read of that. But yeah, Valentine's Day, Sean. I think we've probably done all the history stuff of.
Yeah, St. Valentine, and you can go to the church in Dublin and see the saints, and then, you know. Yeah, okay.
Yada.
Like, what's it actually about? What are we actually doing? Because I like celebrations. I like celebrations of...
Chocolates.
Yeah, I like celebrations of chocolates.
I can tell, yeah.
You can tell, yeah. That's true. Since I've stopped running, since I damaged my leg, I've put the weight on again.
You look healthy. Again. Yeah, you look better, actually.
Cheeky sod.
Anyway.
No, I like celebrations. I like the idea of people getting together with a smile on their face, having a good time. And that could be Christmas, it could be New Year, could be Easter, could be Ramadan, could be Eid, could be... It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
That when you get a group of people that come together in that kind of common positive spirit, then it's a huge lift, and it's a massive lift in terms of endorphins and reduces depression and anxiety, all that kind of stuff. It's all good stuff. It's the human.
We need holidays, change. Don't we? We have holidays. We need a break from stuff, so
yeah,
we should take advantage of these things. Yeah. For a start.
So I think anything, anniversaries, birthdays, the lot, fabulous. So I think Valentine's Day, like Mother's Day, is great because it means that we got the opportunity to focus and celebrate, and basically have an attitude of gratitude about the good stuff.
Cool.
So that. I'm making a bid here, because normally we do the cards and the flowers. Do you do the cards and the flowers?
Of course. Yeah. I guess I'm not that atypical of a man. Like, I'm not a kind of rushing to the petrol station the night before. Or, like, I forgot.
Rushing to the gilt shop.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I forgot.
But I do have the kind of cynical side of me where I see Valentine's Day and it's just a bit of a marketing ploy.
Loads of people make loads of dosh, do they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's restaurants, florists, whatever.
Yeah. So I've been guilty in the past of kind of getting caught up in the busyness and the craziness of life, and then last minute thinking, I better sort something out. And then, I don't know.
But why does it have to be something that we buy?
You know, exactly.
You could make your lover a cake. You know, you could write your Valentine on your chest and gradually unwrap it.
Getting a little insight into your world here, eh?
Dive through the window with a rose between your teeth. It's like, why it doesn't have to be this kind of commercial nonsense. If it's an actual sharing of love and goodwill and good feeling,
mm-hmm.
money doesn't have to come into it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah? It's only if the way that I know that you love me is that you buy me something which is amazingly expensive, you know, then maybe I am dominated by the consumerism.
Yes, like the Housewives of Cheshire or whatever it is. Yes, have you seen that? Have you seen any of that show?
That's an appalling programme. It's just so embarrassing, isn't it?
I mean, crazy. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is kind of staged and weirdly scripted and all that stuff. But, yeah, those girls and ladies just... The closer you get to them, the worse they look, I think. Like, they kind of... They look right from a distance. You think, oh, hello. And then you get actually up close to it. Whoa! Your face is made of plastic, love. Anyway, doesn't do it for me.
No.
But yeah, they kind of expect regular purchasers, don't they, I guess?
Like yeah, and big flashy shows of things.
Yeah, maybe that does it for them and the partner, in which case, fair dues.
A friend of mine in Devon years ago, when his wife had a baby, he couldn't send her a rose or a dozen roses. He sent her a dozen roses.
Wow.
You know, and he did things in that kind of scale. Everything was through a magnifying glass. It was huge,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure worked for him and worked for the lady in his life.
But, still together, you know? A funny story there.
Yeah. That's too complicated to get into.
Okay, yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, it's one of those. But the thing for me is how important is it? Is it that you need a big show of something? Or is it that it is the actual affection and the love that you're going for? Which I suppose comes down to, when I say I love you, what do I mean when I say that?
Mm.
You know, because if when I say I love you, I mean I want to sit under a tree and write you poems. And if the way that you know that I love you is that I deliver Rolls Royces and an expensive presents, then we've got a mismatch on our hands, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it's a lot about how do I know that I'm loved? How do I show love? And those things matching in a couple for them to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But my suggestion would be, okay, if you want to buy a card, if you want to buy a bunch of flowers, that's fine. But how about we step it up a gear? How about we do something else? How about we actually use this opportunity, this Valentine's Day, this Saturday coming, to express love in a different way? So I'm going to suggest that everybody listening to this podcast writes their partner, lover, spouse, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They write them a love letter. And maybe it says the reason that I love you is.
Mm-hmm.
So that rather than just, yeah, happy Valentine's Day, that there's something which is happening at a deeper level.
Yeah, yeah. I'm quite good for that. And I like putting a bit of time into a card. I don't make them like you, I must say. I like to make a bit of time for the message, so I'll never write a card just with "Dear X, Happy Birthday, Love, Ed." Like that's not enough. I've got to write a little message in there just to kind of lessen the chance of them just reading it and chucking it in the bin. You know what I mean? Or at least put it on the side, then chuck it in the bin. They might think about keeping it. That's my goal with a card.
That it would be a meaningful thing.
Yeah,
I suppose that's my thing about making cards. Whether it's Christmas or whatever, because in doing that, they become special one-offs, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
This could still end up in the bin. But, yeah.
Okay, no, that's a good little challenge. So everyone's got to write a note to their partner.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it's just words, you know, just like a few words.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a limerick, it could be a letter,
mm-hmm.
It could be a book, you know, the ways that I love you are.
Cool.
Yeah.
Could be a podcast episode.
Yeah.
Could be an audio file.
Yeah.
A YouTube video.
Well, it could be a limerick that starts with, "There once was a saint called Valentine," and then you fill in the rest.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diddly diddly die.
And the ruder the better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We mentioned on the show last week, actually, which was about long distance relationships.
Yeah.
Which a lot of that will apply to this. Well, actually, you know, love. About this Arthur Aaron, was it, the psychologist dude who set this 36 questions?
On Psychology Today.
Yeah. To bring people close together. Or I think he actually thought that he could make any two people fall in love. I don't know if he was thinking man and a woman or what.
But those experiments where you get half an hour, where you ask people specific questions that are designed so that you connect with the person, but then you finish with the staring in your eyes.
Yeah. No, I looked at these with Airbnb last week. A few of them. We're going to make time to do the lot. Because you need about 45 minutes, really, to discuss it. And, I mean, the opening question, I think, is who would you most like to have around for dinner? Or which celebrity would you have around for dinner and why? And you've got to discuss that for a few minutes. So we were both thinking about that. Weirdly, I think the third question is about, before you make a phone call, do you practice or do you rehearse what you're going to say or not? Some interesting questions.
Do you mean if you're making a phone call to your lover partner?
I think it's just any phone call.
Any phone call.
But they're quite thought-provoking questions up for a reason.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you're supposed to gaze into their eyes for 4 minutes, saying nothing. And then, pow, you're in love.
Stop looking at me.
Look away. Right, it won't be that bad. So, yeah, I'll put the links in the show notes for that as well. But that's another way of spending time, you know. You don't have to... Sometimes people think that love is, or Valentine's is, you know, you go to a restaurant maybe and chatting endlessly about this and that, but staring just into each other's eyes and just trying to understand the person can be a lot more powerful than that, can't it, than making little idle chit-chat in your local Indian.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I like cooking, but I mean, like the idea of actually making a meal.
Yeah.
Maybe even making a meal together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's that kind of together stuff, isn't it?
Are you good? You're not that good at having other people in the kitchen when you're getting down to work, are you?
I can get a little bit.
I've seen you getting all ratty.
It's because I'm a creative artist. Because get out of my kitchen now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that as well. You know, if I'm making you a bowl of pasta, you're in. You're in my good books. That's how I kind of express it, I think.
Yeah. 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 Say it with pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's very real. But it's doing things that are meaningful rather than doing things that are kind of plastic.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing wrong going out for a meal, as long as it's a meal that you enjoy.
Yep.
I think that what I'm suggesting in this is that maybe this year, Valentine's Day, try not to make it just... It's Valentine's Day. Just it's what you do.
Yeah,
try
just
and
ticking the box.
Make it something special.
Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Something loving. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think now. There's a few. Go on.
You had the tiny Buddha stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It is when love is not enough. 4 tips for a strong relationship on tinybuddha.com. I'll put the link up again.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one is pretty obvious. Communication. You know, how often have we done relationship episodes on here, and it's just all about just being open and honest.
I think the word communication is a good word because com means with, and it's union. It's a coming together. It's a communion.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of oneness.
Yeah.
That in Tantra would be described as the weaving together. You become one thing because if you communicate properly, you are both in the same place.
Okay.
And communication isn't about broadcasting. It's about reception. It's about two things coming together.
Okay.
So, yeah, communication is a good word.
Cool. And the second one was appreciation.
Yeah. And that's the attitude of gratitude, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's something, if you're going to write a love letter, isn't it? You know, what is it that I love about you?
Yeah.
What is it that's important about you? To me, it doesn't have to be a letter. It could be something that you share, that you talk.
Yeah, and it's kind of linked with the fourth point on the article, which was about, well, I saw it as kind of how we need to adapt ourselves to the other person. So when you appreciate another person's qualities, there has to be a certain amount of give and take, doesn't there?
Yeah.
In that, just giving them the time to be themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
Rather than just all about me, me, me and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the third one was quality time, which is what Valentine's Day is really, isn't it? It's just a chance just to switch off from our busy, hectic lives and just appreciate things.
I think that if you go and spend time with another person like that, what you're saying is that I value you.
Yeah.
I value you to spend this time with you. And I think with that in our society needs to go things like leave your bloody phone at home. You know, turn it off. Do you know, if you're actually going to be with the person that you want to be with, then be with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than be distracted by a million other things that are going on.
Yeah, I know. I've been quite good since Christmas, actually. Not working in the evenings every single night, which I'd had been, like, probably, I don't know, how many months, years. And, like, last night, for example, just didn't open my laptop at all, which is quite a big deal for me, between the hours of 5 p.m. and since I got here this morning.
Wow.
So I've got a load of emails.
For you.
Yeah, I've got a load of emails this morning. But hey, but it's cool, you know, and we've got our little box set thing going on at the moment, so we're, like, G-ing each other up and in the morning, oh, The Killing tonight, you're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got two more seasons of The Killing to get through.
Well, there may be anybody left alive by the time you get
started. Yeah. Everyone will be gone. Yeah. But now then, we've got House of Cards. We've got an endless amount of TV just to watch and waste our time on. But is it possible to waste time?
I think that if you're having a shared experience doing something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things when you were talking about box sets before, and slagging them off, for me, the more I thought about it, is that when you go through a box set of a series, it's like each episode is like a chapter in a book.
Yeah.
And when you get to the end of a chapter in a book, you want to turn the page over and go on with the next chapter. And that's one of the things about a box set that you can do, is you can go from chapter to chapter, rather than having to wait for the next chapter to come along.
Yeah, well, they're what, 45 minutes each, generally, these shows.
Yeah.
So we did three last night, actually, because we started quite early. But it was like the third one. We usually just watch two, like rushing ourselves.
Yeah.
But there was only one episode left in the series.
So
we thought, should we watch one more? Yeah. Go on in.
Yeah.
It was good. It was worth it, god damn it. But yeah, maybe just stay and watch TV all night.
Yeah. Well, my resource for the week for Valentine's is the romantic comedies,
rom coms,
which is the DVDs, isn't it?
Stick a good movie on.
Yeah. So that could be things like Eat, Pray, Love.
It could be
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
I didn't like Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Any of those that float your boat. Yeah. One of the things that happens in our house around Christmas is The Holiday.
Yeah.
And I must watch The Holiday about 20 times every Christmas. as every time I come past the TV, it's on again.
I like The Holiday. You
know, yeah. But all those kind of things that are positive kind of love things, mm-hmm. that it has, you know, the lovely outcome.
Yeah.
In the end. That's the thing.
Got to have a happy ending. Yeah, so don't watch a crime drama box set, in which case, because they turn out
like
to end
killing
all
or something like that.
Yeah. Skip the killing.
Yeah. But the kind of Sense and Sensibilities, you know, all those kinds of things.
Well, my resource is a film as well, and it's 500 Days of Summer, which is about 4 or 5 years old. Rom-com, yeah, it's kind of comedy. Mm. But yeah, it's a love story, a modern love story, and it's one of my favourite movies, actually.
Yeah.
So stick that on.
Yeah. One of the things that makes me laugh about a lot of those films is when you've got an actor who I'm sure you'll know, a male actor who always plays himself,
uh-huh.
and is in these things over and over again,
yeah.
as himself. And some actors can play the part, but some actors didn't play themselves. And it's the Hugh Grant syndrome to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's been said that I look like Hugh Grant.
Are you playing Hugh Grant? Are you playing yourself?
If you Google my name, little Easter egg here for you. If you Google my name, in the UK at least, Edward Lamb, look about 10 or 11 photos down and you'll see a picture of Hugh Grant. Because on the network's website, that's my profile picture.
Is it?
Just because I didn't have one of mine to hand, so I thought...
So
and I've tagged it with my name in and Google's picked up on it. So, yeah.
You could have plastic surgery so you actually look like
him. Plastic, yeah, I could do.
Yeah.
I look all right from a distance. All right. Anything else you'd like to
say,
Sean?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Have a fabulous Valentine's Day.
Enjoy it. Try not to leave it till the last minute.
Yeah.
Note to self, Ed.
Yeah. And you don't have to buy expensive things. Make something. Do something. Write your Valentine's on your bottom. Whatever it is you get to present it to your lover.
Yeah.
You know, write it on the side of a cow. I mean, do something, you know, unique.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And let us know. Yeah, okay, the more unique, the better.
Yeah.
You do something bit out there, let us know, and we shall let our loving listeners know. Yeah. Beautiful. All right, Sean.
Okay.
Next week, we are going to talk... Well, we're actually going to do it this week, but I remembered it was Valentine's Day.
So we've
bumped it back a bit. We're talking about self-esteem.
Yep.
Which a listener has emailed in, so that's next week. In the meantime, go to the website, liveinthepresent.co.uk, for all the show notes and links to stuff we've mentioned. If you could leave us a review on iTunes, that would be beautiful, because we love getting reviews on there. And in fact, we are featured at the moment in the Get Happy section of Apple's iTunes library,
which is
pretty cool. We're alongside some big names there.
Yeah.
And that,
what
I think...
Mean, alongside some big names, we are...
Sorry, yeah. I'm just so modest. I'm pretty sure part of the reason we're on that list, apart from being awesome... is the reviews, you know, that we get steady-ish stream reviews. So.
Yeah, and they're nice reviews.
And they help everyone. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough for that. Yeah, we shall speak to you next week. Take care until then. Sean, see you later.
See ya. Bye.
See ya.